This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Welcome back to the session, Know Your Lord to Love Your Lord. We were discussing about the importance and dealing with the question, why do we know our Lord? And we concluded with an ayah mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 235, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ, which means, and know Allah who is oft forgiving and most forbearing. Let us deal with the second part of our session, that is, how do we know our Lord? There are fundamentally two ways through which we can know our Lord. Number one is the creation around us and within us. And number two is through revelation. These are the two main ways through which we can know our Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in the last and final testimony, in the final testament, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41, Ayat number 53, سَنُورِهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Allah says, soon we shall show you the signs in the universe. Allah asks our attention, invites our attention to look at the universe, the creation, وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, and within yourselves, until it becomes clear to you that this is the truth. If we look at the creation around us, we would know Allah Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Mulk, Surah number 67, Ayat number 3 and 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. Allah says, look at the sky. He is the one who has created the sky. Seven heavens, one above the other. Allah is the one who created seven heavens, one above the other. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. Do you find any flaw in it? Do you find any unorganized structure in it? Do you see and observe any mistake in it? Allah says, look again. Yet, look again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to look again. And Allah says, your sight will return in a state of humiliation, because we will never find a flaw in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sky, that Allah's creation, He has created in a perfect way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 164, Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 164, that in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternation of the night and the day, and the sea, and the ship that sails through the sea, and the ship that sails through the sea, which is of use of mankind, and the rain which Allah sends down, and the rain which Allah sends down, and the creatures, the variety of creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has scattered, and the veering wind and cloud that held between the sky and the earth. All these things. And Allah concludes, let the men of understanding take heed. Let the men of understanding ponder on these things. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about these following things. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth. The heavens and the earth, as we said, it is absolutely great. And this indicates that it must have a creator. The heavens and the earth, the sea, the trees, the variety of creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created indicates and signifies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. It helps us to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as these are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the alternation of the night and the day. Now this is so important point to ponder over. It requires a huge, huge power in order to alternate the night into day. It requires a force, and it is only the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything that exists that we see and that we don't see. It is that power. It is Allah who has the power who can alternate the night and the day and none else. And this again invites our attention, and this again helps us analyze that this is how we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the sea that sails in the sea, the ship that sails in the sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created the sea for the use of mankind. And this is how again we can know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions about the rain that He sends down to the earth, which was dead. Allah gives life to the earth by sending down the rain. Ponder on it and you will realize there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah talks about the variety in creation that He has scattered on the face of the earth. Various kinds of creatures that we find on the face of the earth, and they are scattered all across. Variety of species, the variety of faces. The Indian doesn't look like an American. An American doesn't look like an Arab. A Chinese doesn't look like the person who comes from different country. These are the variety that Allah has created. And these are the signs. That's how you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The variety of food that Allah has created us. The variety of food that Allah has created for us. The variety of the creation that He asks us to ponder over so that we may know Him. The last thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah is the veering of wind and cloud that are held between the sky and the earth. Ponder on it, and you will look, you will observe, you will find, and you will see the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is existing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us so many signs in the creation so that we may know Him. Another way to look, to find, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is look within yourselves. Look within yourselves, and there are so many things that you can ponder upon and will conclude that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, and will know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. For example, the powerful brain that we have within ourselves. The powerful brain that we have, if we just imagine the power of the brain, then you will marvel, you will acknowledge, and you will know the power of God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in front of the other creation, we, the humankind, are nothing. We are the minute creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look within ourselves, the miracles, the power, the complexities of our nervous system, the eyes that we see everything, the mind that we think, the heart that pumps the blood, the human organs which are so organized, and you would marvel and you would know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first way that you can actually know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He says, look at the creation around you and within you, and you would acknowledge that this is the truth. The second way to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the revelation. As we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down revelations from time and again. And the last revelation came as the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for people to understand, to recognize, to identify, has sent messengers after messengers, right from Adam, peace be upon him, till Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent prophets and messengers from time to time, so that people may know, may understand, and may recognize the Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the last and final book of guidance for the whole of humanity to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fussilat, in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayat number 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayat number 1, and Alif Lam Ra, this is the book which we have revealed to you, so that you may take people from darkness to light, by the leave of Allah, by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the glorious Quran, the revelation, so that we may know him. If we read it, if we study it, we will know that there is a Creator. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayat number 52, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, here is a message for you and a warning for you, that you may know that there is only one God, there is only one Creator. So let the people of understanding, let the people of intellect, let the people who boast on their discoveries, they have discovered the creation, but they fail to recognize, realize the one Creator who is behind this creation. This creation is a cause, is a result of the cause, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the two primary ways that you will know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is through the creation around you and within you, and through the revelation sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious Quran. Read it, understand it, comprehend it, reflect upon it, so that you may know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord. We will conclude this episode with a prayer that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us understand him as much as we can, so that we may love him and we may become his beloved and we may get closer to him. And at the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the guidance for people to reflect, to ponder on the ayat, on the signs, on the proofs, on the evidences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this, we end with this talk, this episode. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
He's Allah Almighty, who created the moon. He's Allah Almighty, who runs the rivers and lakes. He's Allah Almighty, who runs the clouds full of rain. He's Allah Almighty, who forgives us when we commit many sins.
Allah Almighty,
who looks down on us, tell me who he is.
Allah Almighty,
and when you meet Allah, you should be so proud. And then you shouted to him out loud.